Off with the share of points and the performance, Danny.
Well, I'm very, very pleased with the commitment and once again the character of the players. And we did see a wee bit more football from us today at times, but I would like that as the weeks and the months progress. I'd like to see that even more. But in terms of our attitude and our application and how much they work it, I mean, that's them competing with the team at the top of the league today. And I thought we asked questions of them, so I did. Even I think our full intentions could be seen that we did everything within our means, you know, what was on the pitch, what was on the bench, to try and ask questions of them. Even when we went to the 3-4-3, they then adapt, you know, and go to a 4-4-2. So we've got to take that as a compliment. So we do. So we're doing everything that we can to try and turn these draws, you know, now into positive 3 points, because that is the difference. But what it does give you again, we've got to keep continuing to build on another clean sheet, picking up another. We just don't know how valuable these points are going to be. And as I said to the players in the dressing room there, you know, we're giving ourselves every platform to be doing that. And we've just got to keep that belief, keep that desire, and keep working together. And I think you've seen a hungry group of players there, you know, for not just the ones on the pitch, but even on the bench, you know, you've seen a hungry group of players there that are doing everything that they can to try and take us up where we feel that our quality should be. But we've still got to go and prove that. We've got to try and do what Montrose have done. You know, they've been fantastic at turning over 1-0 result, 1-0 results. And I think, you know, in terms of just at the back of me coming in, the two positive results that they had, the 1-1s, I feel that they're more positive now, that we're now getting clean sheets to go along with that. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm delighted for Blair Curry, you know, in terms of maybe the goals that we were conceding. It can knock a goalkeeper's confidence. And that the last couple of weeks for him, you know, that's just like a striker scoring a goal. So absolutely thrilled.
Do you feel maybe just a wee bit slice of luck, you know, up front?
I think you always need a wee slice of luck, you know, a wee break of the ball. But you know, I must say, Montrose are near at the top of the league for nothing. You know, they're very well organised, to be fair to them. But I think, you know, in weeks to come, when myself and Alan and my staff can, you know, implement even more and keep pushing and having that belief in the players. And, you know, I was saying to them prior to the game, I says, look, the belief that I have in what you've showed me in the last couple of weeks, you've got to have that in abundance for yourselves. Because I've seen it in training. I've seen how they handle the ball, how they knock the ball about. I know that they're committed. I know that they can defend well. I know they can be resilient. But I need them to be so brave on the ball to go and make things happen.
You mentioned Alan. How is it for you now to get Alan on board and dog it with you, an old friend?
As I say, they're a very dear friend. We go back a long way with the families, and just the timing is the two has been out the game, and Alan now in another full-time position at work. And you know, he was so excited to get back on board, to get back out there. So you know, you've got two experienced coaches out there that have been there and got teams promoted, etc. And while that's a big ask for us this season, you know, I certainly still don't believe it's beyond us.